Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
Roy Matlock here, and we are talking money as we do every week, and we're getting started. If you're tuning in right now, the last, this whole year, we've been going down a series, and the series is to get you completely educated, on money. And we got a lot of cool things that we're talking about today because we're moving into the offense. If you want to find out more about what we've been building on, go to RoyMatlockJr.com and tune in and get to the podcast. I mean, they're coming out now pretty much every day. The segments are, and then if you want to listen to the full show, you can do that as well. And we're moving on up there. I think we got 70-something podcasts, and it's all about education, getting you moving in the right direction. And so when you're building your financial house, it always starts out by developing a foundation. The foundation is that, I think first and foremost, your foundation on money is always make more money. I mean, that's the starting point. We want to work on becoming more valuable to the employer we're working for, or if we're working for ourselves, we're becoming more valuable to the customers that we're serving. And when you do that and you make a value proposition either to your employer or to the customers that you're working with, that you're providing so much more value than they're paying, then guess what's going to happen? You're always going to have job security. You're always going to make money. You're always going to do well. And so you want to start out that way with that mindset. And then once we get that understanding that it is important to raise your income, it is important to be always relevant in the marketplace and never stop learning, then we start building our finances. And the way we do it is we set a budget up and we make sure we spend less than we make. And then we have an emergency fund because things do happen, like pandemics and stuff like that. We go from there. We make sure that we only have good debt, not bad debt. Bad debt's things like credit cards, car payments, all that kind of stuff. Good debt is something you can afford that has an appreciating asset behind it. That would qualify for real estate. It would qualify for borrowing money in order to expand your business, provided you got the cash flow to do it and stuff like that. So we want to do that. We want to protect ourselves against any unforeseen things. That's where insurance comes in. You've got life insurance. You've got health insurance, you got disability insurance, long-term care. Anyway, the way you go about looking at that, you say, well, what kind of insurance do I purchase? I buy insurance that protects against me getting sued. That's liabilities. We protect those, and we also protect our assets and income, all right? And what that is life insurance, long-term care, stuff like that. So we've been building this. We went into a lot of details on all that kind of thing, and then we move into the offense side. The offense is, we're going to start saving money. We're going to start taking advantage of retirement plans, tax-advantaged investments, things like that. And first and foremost, we're going to understand how money works. And the way money works is you have to get your money working for you in the same way if you had employees working for you. You want them working hard. I don't want my money working at 0.1% when it should be getting 10%. And so what I'm thinking is my mindset is always, how can I get a return of my money? I don't want to go out there and do something stupid and lose my money. So I want to start by thinking about, okay, I want to get a return of money and a return on money. And so with that, that would eliminate a lot of these things. I have people come and they say, what do you think about Bitcoin? I'm like, here's the thing. Yeah, Bitcoin is something that you're not going to really, it's not like you got professional money managers out there buying Bitcoins. It's not really like mutual fund Bitcoins, stuff like that. And my experience has been is all those kind of things. Most people don't do enough research. They don't know what they're doing with it anyway. So if you want to go lose some money, I would tell you to go, buy individual stocks, maybe do some Bitcoin, do all that kind of stuff, because most of the time individuals, they're not pros. So they end up, getting hurt. But anyway, I'm not making a recommendation. Hey, if you want to go buy Bitcoin, hey, I've done some things that I didn't understand. And pretty much I understand that if you buy things you don't understand, that you generally lose money. But anyhow, that's everybody's got to go do that kind of stuff at some point in their life. So then what we do is we start using compound interest to our advantage. We want to get started early. We want to save as early as possible, because if you save early enough, you can just not save later. If you have a lot of time on your hands, you don't have to save as much money. You don't have to get as high a rate of return when you have a lot of time on your hands. If you don't have much time, guess what you're going to have to do? You're going to have to get a bigger return. You're going to have to save more money. I mean, so the key is you want to start early, pay yourself first. I'd tell you right now that if you don't have $100,000 saved, you need to get $100,000 saved as quickly as you can. Because then what happens is if you've got $100,000 saved and if you're getting 10% on your money, that means in 7 years, your $100,000 will make $100,000. That's what compound interest does. 7 years later, your $200,000 will make $400,000. So you want to get $100,000 as quickly as you can. We call that pay yourself first and get started. You need to understand the rule of 72. That says take any interest rate, divide it in the number 72. It'll tell you how long it takes your money to double. So at 3%, your money doubles in 24 years. At 6% in 12 years. At 12%, your money will double in 6 years. And at 0.1%, it'll double in 700 years. So there we go. How about that? So if you are putting your money in as a long-term investment into fixed accounts, like a bank account, stuff like that. I don't know. It takes about 700 years for your money to double. And you got to pay taxes on the little bit that you gain, too. So anyway, so what we're doing now, we're going to roll into the getting started on understanding investments. And I'm going to go through them. We'll give you some overviews on investments and make sure that you kind of understand that. But the key element, okay, is always a thing called become an owner, not a loaner. All right. So what does that mean? So what we want to do is we want to own things. And when we own things, we own businesses. Now, how do we own businesses? Well, we own businesses by owning stock in those businesses. But we tend to be led to believe great marketing by the banks and the insurance companies to get you to loan your money to them. And then they turn around and reinvest that money into ownership positions. They bring you in on the mindset, hey, it's guaranteed, so therefore you're thinking guaranteed. It's, but in most cases, like right now, it's a guaranteed loss against inflation. So what we're doing is we get brought into that, and we end up getting the short end of the stick. We loan the money to the bank at 0.1%, and they loan it back on a credit card at 18%, and you wonder how their buildings get so big. And so anyway, so with that being said, what we're going to do today is we're going to get in. I'm going to cover things like mutual funds and annuities and real estate and all that kind of stuff. This show is going to be an educational on you being able to make wise choices. And with that, what I'd like to do is encourage you to go to roymatlackjr.com. Some of the materials I'll be covering today will be coming out of one of our publications called How Money Works. So go to roymatlackjr.com and download the guide, How Money Works. It will help you. We'll be right back.